been over 30 years ago, because that's how long I've been married. Recently married with a toddler and a new baby. We bought some MSI furniture. My husband, who worked in a very cold factory welding, used to wear big army jeans with a big metal zips. And it was after work, and he decided to put this MSI furniture together. I got quite tired of putting part A to part B. Knew I'd got to get up with the baby, so I went to bed. I was woke about 2 o'clock in the morning by my husband to say, I've got a problem. I thought the problem was there was possibly a part A or a part B missing. He says, the only way to tell you this is to show you. So we stood up, and he got part of the jeans attached to the end of his todger.
Hey!
Because what had actually happened was he needed a wee, and I didn't want him to come upstairs to flush the toilet to wake the two-year-old, so we thought he'd go outside and pee down the manhole. While he was peeing down the manhole, next door decided to loose the dog out, so that light outside the house that comes on to light the garden came on. Not wanting to be adult for indecent exposure, pulled the zip up a bit sharpie, trapping over an inch of his todger in his big metal zip. He was trying in vain, like, for quite a couple of hours to, like, untrap it.
Oh, stop. Oh, make it and stop.
Tell me, you know, when he needed me to hold the zip with a pair of pliers.
Oh! I didn't think it could get
obviously,
any worse.
As I was holding the zip, things were swelling, making things worse.
Oh, will you stop on?
So, you know, I said, we'll stick it in a bowl of cold water.
Stop!
You know, to keep the swelling down.
Oh.
And we was literally at it all night trying to, you know, disentangle his todger from this big metal zip.
Oh, good God.
Then I asked, shall I go and phone your mother?
Oh, my God!
Or knock for the neighbour? He says, well, I'm just going to have to go to work with this zip attached to my todger and figure it out when we come back tomorrow night. So that's in fact what he did.
How can he go to work with it stuck in there?
Well, what he did, he cut the trousers out. Are you with me? So he just got the front of the trousers attached with the zip to the todger. And he had to come back from work early, and it was just a case of shoving Vaseline on it. I had to hold it with two pair of pliers while he went through it with a junior axle.
This is the worst story I've ever heard in my life.
Some
Vaseline and a plaster around the end of it after. And after being married for 32 years, he still carries the scar.
I'm not surprised.
My God.
So I just thought I'd, you know, put that one out as a bit of a warning, not to pee down the manhole in the dark and pull your zip up sharpish.
Oh, Jackie, it's been a pleasure to speak to you with all that graphic information.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jackie.
Bye.
Bye.